This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and today we're going to talk about something close to my heart. Of course, I love kids, love families, and love helping those that are in a difficult situation. I'm an adoptive mom, and most people know that, but I also love foster care. So anything we can do for adoptions and foster care, that's why we do an adoption celebration every year to help give resources for adoptions and foster care. And so I happened to meet a wonderful man and meet his family. Darren Gagnon and his wife, Stacy, have founded this organization called Lost Sparrow, Inc., and it's helping families all across the country with trauma. They have an incredible story, and they have all these precious children. And I want Darren to share the story. Darren, thank you for joining me today. Tell me a little bit about why you created Lost Sparrow and maybe a little bit about your sweet family.
Thank you, Melissa. And it's really great to be able to have this conversation with you today. It was really great getting to meet you at your event. Our story goes back quite a number of years. We were a foster family in Arizona for about 15 years. We had a couple biologic kids, and then little did we know at the time what we were diving into when we said yes to getting licensed to foster. We worked with medically fragile babies and infants most of that time. So through that process, we learned a lot. We made a lot of mistakes. And the best thing out of it, I think, was that we were able to get three of our children adopted that came through the foster system. And so that was our introduction to fostering and to adoption. Over the years, we ended up in about 2015 being able to go to Eastern Europe, to Bulgaria, and to adopt two more children, both with special needs. Our son has spina bifida, so he's in a wheelchair. Our daughter has limb difference. So through all those years of learning from our mistakes and trying to understand what trauma parenting looks like, we had some friends that encouraged us to start a nonprofit. And so we did. We started Lost Sparrows in 2017. And we have mostly worked in Eastern Europe because of our connections with our adoption in Bulgaria. We still work with a lot of partners over there. They have an orphan crisis that just breaks your heart. I mean, it is really a hard thing to try to step into and to help.
I love that you say that you're working to end the orphan crisis by supporting families. And that's every child has an opportunity to thrive because you're doing that. What is it that you want to help parents understand that maybe have a crisis in their family, or they're trying to help a child, or they've adopted or fostering a child? Give them just a little bit of help.
Yes. Lost Sparrows is now working a lot domestically with foster families, with post-adoptive families, because there's no manual for trauma parenting.
Yes. Right?
There's no, we get into this trauma parenting and we have a lot of assumptions about what it'll be like raising a child. And we assume, well, I raised biologic children, I'll use the same techniques that worked well with those kids, and I'll use them with my adopted children. And then what we all seem to find out is they don't respond the same way.
Yes.
They don't think and process the same way.
Yes.
So what we do is would just say to parents, don't give up and don't burn yourself out.
Amen.
Look for some resources and some help. And that's where we can step in. And we provide a lot of education around trauma and that early childhood adversity and how it affects kids. We run a foster adopt support group in Warsaw. We have about 50 families that come once a month, and we provide childcare and we provide dinner. And we cry on each other's shoulders is really what we do. We support each other because all of us recognize it is sometimes really challenging to parent children who have trauma. And then we also all have our own history. We all have our own potential trauma in our background. And so there is hope. We shouldn't try to do it on our own.
I love that, Darren. You guys are doing such a great service. And we want to make sure that we put your information, lostsparrows.org, is on my conversations link right now. It'll stay there. This interview will stay there. You can also share this with other families that you know are going through trauma or need some support in adoption or foster care at star883.com. Click on Conversations.